Well, there is a price to pay for having an open border, an intentional open border, in my estimation. For example, some of the headlines we already talked about today, a measles outbreak in Chicago, where at a center housing illegal aliens in the Windy City, measles, an eradicated disease making a comeback because we don't screen for health conditions. I also just played for you a few minutes ago that news clip from El Paso, Texas, where a serial killer, a woman apprehended in El Paso, wanted for a dozen murders or more in Mexico. She's notorious as a serial killer. These are the things that we're allowing to happen. Todd Benzman, senior national security fellow at the Center for Immigration Studies and the author of Overrun, How Joe Biden Unleashed the Greatest Border Crisis in U.S. History, joins me now. Todd, good to see you again.
Great to be here. Thank you.
So it's not just coming across the border. I mean, I've seen great reporting from Oscar Blue and Ben Burquam at the Darien Gap here again in the last few days. You see, the ruts are so deep because so many people have been marching through. And if that doesn't work, well, you can just put people on planes and fly them secretly into the United States. Inadmissible illegal aliens flown into the United States at your expense and mine, 320,000 at least by the Biden administration. How are we allowing this to happen, Todd? Why are we allowing this to happen?
The Biden administration wanted to give the impression or create the impression that fewer were crossing illegally between the ports of entry. You know, those big famous video drone shots of the thousands milling around down on the border waiting to be processed in. So they gave a phone app, a mobile phone app, out and said you can schedule your illegal entry and we'll bring you in. And part of that, one of those programs, is to fly them from foreign airports into U.S. airports. It's a very little known program. They did announce it, but then they kind of sandbagged it after that. So many illegal immigrants are being flown into U.S. airports that they won't tell us the names of the airports because it has created a airport security problem.
Of course it's a problem. In order for me to get on an airplane, I have to show ID. They have to do a face scan. The TSA does this now. If I leave the country, they compare my passport picture to my face to make sure it's the same person. Not true with these illegals. Not true with a serial killer coming from Mexico. Not true with people that have outbreaks of measles in Chicago. Not true of tens of thousands of people, Todd. It's absolutely outrageous. We don't know who's coming in a good part of the time. We have no idea, do we?
Well, they claim, the administration claims that, you know, these people are all very thoroughly vetted. Don't worry.
Do you believe that?
Of course not, because the main ones that are coming are from Haiti, Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua. Well, Nicaragua, Venezuela, and Cuba's governments hate us, and we hate them back. So they're not giving us an intel share on criminal histories when we do a check. There's no way to really know, you know, what kind of criminality any of them were involved in before we stamp them. We run a check on whether they committed crimes inside the United States. Well, they haven't been in the United States yet. So, of course, it's going to come back as a clear, and then they just fly them in.
You see terrible tragedies like we saw 2 weeks ago today on the campus of the University of Georgia, middle of the day Thursday, middle of the campus of a major American university. And a 22-year-old nursing student is brutally murdered by a Venezuelan illegal, an illegal that had been arrested already in America a couple of times, in New York, in Georgia, released every time to commit a heinous murder. What the hell's wrong with us, Todd?
Steve, I just want to point out that that is one of just hundreds of deaths that can be attributed to illegal immigrants that have been brought in by this administration. I wish that all of them could get this level of attention. Unfortunately, we have to have a poster child, this poor woman in Georgia, but just rest assured that there are so many tragedies that have already unfolded that are just as heinous and just as terrible. And the important thing is just as preventable and unnecessary if we would only just follow our own laws.
Yeah, well, what's the real goal here, Todd? I mean, look, I don't believe it. You don't believe it. The people listening today don't believe it. This is not accidental. This is not an oversight. This is not something that couldn't be stopped today if they wanted to. They don't want to, obviously. We watch Mayorkas come and lie. We watch the minions come and lie about how the border's secure. We watch KJP and Kamala Harris and Joe Biden himself lie on a daily basis about the security of the southern border and how it's the Republicans' fault, which is garbage. Why are they doing this? This is intentional. This is by design. There's no other explanation for it anymore. Why are they doing it?
Well, I have my own unique theory, and I believe in my theory that the non-governmental organizations that were brought into the White House, that were brought into DHS as political appointees and advisors, come from the non-governmental organizations themselves. And those organizations make their bank on people coming through, getting them through and then resettling them and help manage this. And I think it's just...
I don't think that's a bad theory, because look, Todd, I think that's a pretty good theory. It's a business plan. I mean, you look at Catholic Social Services, the Lutheran Services, the Bethany Christian Services. The list goes on and on of all these different organizations, different charities, if you will, that go and get $200-$400 a day for every person they look after. You multiply that by a few thousand people in their care here. It's billions and billions and billions of dollars that are flowing because these people are coming across the border, right?
And the day that the flow stops is the day that the cash flow stops.
Right.
And they all know it. And those are usually when an administration comes in, they draw their advisors from think tanks and, you know, academia, et cetera. In this case, they drew their advisors from the NGOs that are in favor of eliminating the border completely. There is ideology involved here, but really more importantly, I think that there is money involved in this on both sides of the border. I've already written extensively about these NGOs, 248 of them, that are working with the State Department grant money, direct taxpayer money.
Free money. It's free money for everybody. And I want you to give me that list when we come back here, Todd. I want to dig deeper. I know you're here for a little bit of extra time today, which we need because of the problems we're facing at the border. So Todd Benson's been here, and he'll be here with us a little bit longer. National Security Fellow for the Center for Immigration Studies. Hold on, Todd. We'll be right back. Elections in Taiwan, North Korea on the brink. Iran increasing its aggression. There's a lot of global instability. We ourselves are heading into a very unstable election season. How have you sheltered your savings and investments from major setbacks to the economy? Not too late to diversify an old IRA or 401k into gold. Birch Gold can help you with that. As opposed to many other investments, gold thrives in times of uncertainty. You've seen the price lately, right? An important part of diversifying your savings, gold. Here's how Birch Gold can help make it part of yours. Birch Gold will help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. Doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. Text Gruber to 989898 for a free information kit. An A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Countless five-star reviews. Thousands of satisfied customers. Arm yourself with knowledge. Text Gruber to 989898 right now and claim your free information kit with Birch Gold today. All right, back with Todd Benzman after the break on The Steve Gruber Show.
When it comes to investing, I'm always wondering, am I doing the right thing? And that's why I say you should always get a second opinion. This is Steve Gruber, and one of the people I ask about where to put my money is Nick Hopwood of Peak Wealth Management in Plymouth, Michigan. You see, Nick has over 25 years of investing experience and nearly $300 million under management. Plus, Nick and his team at Peak Wealth are fiduciaries, which means they invest in your best interest, not their own. Many advisors in the industry don't do any planning at all. As certified financial planners, the Peak Wealth team creates comprehensive, holistic financial plans based on your goals and what's important to you. Reach out to Peak Wealth for a second opinion today on your investments, fees, and to make sure you won't run out of money in retirement. By working with Nick, you can retire with peak confidence. Get your second opinion at peakwm.com/Gruber. That's peakwm.com/Gruber. Peak Wealth Management.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.